don't really listen to much contemporary music. You don't even think about who they buy or.
Behind them. You just think about the record and the end of it, really. You know the bands you used to like about the.
Oh, something, yeah. Oh, yeah, most of them, haven't they? Because we've been, like, it depends who our peers are, really. When we started off, it'd be sort of Buzzcocks, wouldn't it? People like that. The punk bands, which seem to dissipated a little. Yes. No, the Clash is still going, oh my God. Yeah, and the Banshees. The Stranglers, they're still going. They're good, the Stranglers. I quite like that. They get a lot of stick as well for. They're very unfashionable, some, you know, the Stranglers, but I think they always have been. That's the appeal, really. Oh, great, we can go and see them. Oh, they'll probably be nicking ours, so. We might as well return the favour.
What does that mean?
The exploitation of the American record market, Julian. In 5 minutes, right. Tell them about Quincy. Who? No, we've just done a deal in America with Quincy Jones's record label Quest, because it seemed like a good idea at the time. A lot of American record companies have been bugging us for a long time, minding us to do something. Every time you go to America, you get all these record company people pestering you and stuff like that. Well, not pestering you, being very nice to you. It's quite good, all the free meals and everything. But you can have too much of a good thing. So we decided, well, Quest was a small label starting up, and also an old black label at the moment, so I'm told. And Quincy Jones seems an alright bloke. Quite like the stuff that he's done. But yeah, we've never really. Yeah, we tried doing it along similar lines to Factory over here, but it didn't seem to be too successful. Not that you really bothered about the success, but the people who were doing it were, you know. So, it just seemed, I don't know, a bit of an easy thing to do, but not with a really big label. It just seemed right, because you could see some sort of parallel between what Quest were trying to do and what you were trying to do, really.